second segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors on this program. Always good to be with you on a Saturday morning on this program. Weather a little bit chilly today. Tomorrow's supposed to be up around in the 30s, I think, in some places in our area. I have ice fishing on my mind. I'm thinking I'm going to try to get my little neighbor guy who I followed through, by the way, and for Christmas gave my little neighbor Calvin the certificate that said, I will take you fishing, name the time and the place.
Wow.
And so he's already been knocking on my door a couple of times.
He cashed it in already?
No, he wants to. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. I told him, Calvin, looking good Sunday with the weather. We have to go out to Valley City and try to find some fish or Minnesota or someplace. So we're going to
give out GPS locations out in Barnes County because that really endears people.
Giving out GPS locations.
Oh, that wasn't you? Gosh, no.
You'd never do that.
I would give the problem is when you give people a true, sincere fishing report in this day and age, and I'm not naming names or anything, but they go out there and the expectations now are that they're going to catch 12-inch perch and they're going to catch a limit of them and it's just going to be fast and furious and they're not going to have to look around for them. And, you know, that does happen. Mm-hmm. You get into the right spot at the right time, but unfortunately, it's still called fishing. I mean, you still have to go out there and put some effort into it.
Oh, yeah. It happens in any, if it's hunting, fishing, whatever, when somebody hears a report, God, he just killed him yesterday on Lake X right off of I-94.
Yep.
You know, and so people go there and they're like, they come back and go, well, I didn't catch a thing.
I know.
That's bull crap. Those are terrible. Well, fishing changes from day to day.
Right.
From hour to hour.
Especially when fronts are rolling through like they were this week.
I was up at Devil's Lake last week.
Right.
We crushed him in the morning. And then right at 11 o'clock, whatever happened, whether it was a little front that went through or somebody flipped the switch or Mother Nature snapped her fingers, they just stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, they stopped. Didn't catch a fish the rest of the day.
Yep.
In the next 5 hours, didn't catch another fish after just crushing them for 2 hours in the morning. It happens. They move. They're animals.
I mean, as generally, and people can understand, like a monthly magazine like the North Dakota Outdoors magazine, you know, that stuff is being printed, you know, weeks and months in advance to do that. And we put out a list of some sleeper lakes or some, you know, we didn't even, you know, like give any kind of guarantee that, you know, you're even going to be able to mark fish on your electronics when you get there. But our fisheries biologists, they're doing the test netting in the fall. They see what they've stocked and they understand how these lakes might be producing in the coming years. So they put some names out there of some possible sleeper lakes. And when people went out there and weren't bringing home the mother load, we were getting beat up about that. I can't believe Game and Fish is that. Well, and here's the other end of that is when they go out there on a slough or a reservoir that's not a big one, like a Devil's Lake or a Jamestown reservoir, they're going, there's 150 trucks out there. And, you know, Game and Fish, and well, we're not stocking these waters and we're not test netting these waters to try to keep them a secret. You know, it's like you can't win because you're trying to give people, here's a general idea of where you might go. And then when 150 people show up, they're mad that there's 150 trucks there. And then those 150 people are mad because they thought that they should be bringing home a limit of 12-inch perch by 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm not whining. I'm just explaining. When people email me and people call me and ask me, hey, even if they're sincere, sometimes they're lying, saying, I've got a couple of kids that I want to take ice fishing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, gosh, sure, I've never heard that.
Sure, Johnny.
Right. I mean, I would love to have Calvin and everybody else catch, you know, have excellent fishing outings. As you and I both know, some of the most memorable ones are when you spent an hour shoveling to get off. Those are the ones that you might remember.
Yep.
It's all part of fishing. So folks, guys and gals, relax, enjoy it. It's really a decent weekend to get out there. And if you catch some fish, great. Go out, do a Christopher Columbus. Check out our stocking reports. Check out what we say might be some sleeper lakes. And if you don't catch any fish, make sure you've got deer sausage along, a buddy with some sunflower seeds and that's like that's like Greg Coleman. That was like my sermon
wasn't it? Preach it, brother.
I don't have quite as much oomph as Greg Coleman.
Go out there and enjoy the great outdoors.
You ever listen
Get
to
out
him?
There and enjoy ice fishing with your friends and your family and bring some sausage with you and enjoy it. Like that?
You mean? Yeah, that's Greg Coleman. Wow. Especially on a Sunday, you know, when everybody's relaxed, and next thing you know, you got Greg Coleman just barking at you. Like, wow, I guess I didn't. Yeah, I suppose.
Wow,
I got
Vikings all over a football game.
I mean, I like rip off my stuff, go jump on the treadmill and start working out, man. We're all in this together. It's not just Christian Ponder and Chad Greenway. No, this is Mike McFeely and Doug Lear. I've been slacking. Wow.
Oh, very quickly in a couple of minutes, Doug. Okay. You also have some deer management meetings coming up.
These have been talked about a lot by yourself and other people. Yep. February 17th in Devil's Lake at the Lake Region Community College Auditorium. The same night, 7 p.m. Castleton at the City Fire Hall. Then the 25th in Jamestown at the Bunker. February 24th in Fordville at the Community Center. This is a carryover from the advisory board meetings to discuss deer in 2014 and into the future, Mike.
And I think, if I may offer an opinion, I'm not sure there's going to be any surprises that would come out of these meetings. Or Randy Crowell's been on my program, the wildlife division chief for NDGF, now many times, and he's been up front. He said, look, there are fewer deer in the landscape because we shot more deer.
Right.
And the habitat isn't as great. And there's a million, you know, we killed more deer. That's why there's fewer deer out there.
Yeah.
And so, okay, you can have a meeting about it, but if you shoot fewer deer, there will be more deer, I think.
Right.
Is that the way it works?
You reduce the number of tags, hopefully. Yeah. Yep. And so what might be part of the discussion too is you've got X number of deer licenses that'll be available. And right now you've got muzzle loaders, archery, and rifle tags. And some people have been able to draw a muzzleloader tag restricted. So there might be some discussion on, is there a more equitable way to do it? But the here and the now is keep your ears open. Deer management meetings coming up in February, Mike.
Thank you, Doug Lear.
You betcha. Thank you.
Thanks for going on Memory Lane with me. Jeff Katzer, speaking of Memory Lane, he has all kinds of memories he likes to share. He will be up next from Devil's Lake. Hopefully he got off the lake safely. He's not stranded somewhere in a snow bear in the middle of Creel Bay somewhere up in Devil's Lake. We'll check in with Katzer next. He can't eat.